you two? How'd you get on with women?
Well, last night I brought Janine back to my room and we did South African Lama Gooch pole position. Standing on one finger, using a pair of leather gloves, and she said I was. Nothing. I asked her to go back for coffee. She tied me to the chandeliers, smeared my body in porridge, and went into the South Pole handstand position with triple pipe. She made love for 4 to 7 hours. She was dressed as Margot, and she said it was stupendous. What about you, Brian?
Although he wouldn't play very far and nice in those running shoes. And they're ready.
to start the bloody pistol, which is not surprising because he's a starter. He's ready, and oh, incredible! What a close race! They're neck and neck. Young Buggins is doing amazingly well. Not a hair between him and the Russian gold medalist, Fiona Obolinskovich. In fact, they're both completely bald.
Yes, David, it's certainly an exceptionally close race. I know that several of the runners have the same trainer and are on a similar high-protein diet, but possibly the most crucial explanation for this amazing neck-and-neck situation is the fact that they haven't heard the start of Christmas.
Well, Brian, we'll return to this place later. We had planned to cover the blind javelin event, but I'm afraid us down legendary make the grass an unwanted lesson.
Yes, I'm sure it'll be a long time before he can turn around in the corridor.
And we had planned to cover the 400-meter swimming event, but American competitor Sam Jackson had to be rescued after an unfortunate attack of cramp in his ears. But just coming in and warning you from the dead 100 meters race. Dan Buggins only 100 meters from the finish at a time of 30 minutes. Only 29 and a half minutes outside the current world record.
Incredible! Earlier today I saw Stan Buggins and asked him how he saw his chances in today's race. And he said, fun. What a runner! Anyway, we shall be returning to Crystal Palace Stadium later on. So stay tuned for more coverage of the 1985 Disabled Olympics.
Moderation in all things.
practice what he preaches, aren't you?
Well, it's true, I understand that you are the actual urine bag that accompanied the Queen Mother on her trip to Australia.
Yes, that's right, yes.
Well, it must be a very interesting job that you do, traveling the world, meeting lots of interesting people.
Well, actually, it's very boring, you see.
Surely you see a lot of interesting places and people?
Well, now, let me ask you, see, how many interesting things did you see for inside a really nice big handbag? See, there you are, settled down, listening to the didgeridoos or whatever, having an answer to those, and then watch it down it goes. I'll find some gin, 7 cups of PG chips, and a kangaroo burger. I've got all this money. Yeah, you call this covered. I mean, I'd rather be Prince Harry's nappy.
Funny you should mention that, actually, because we do happen to have in the studio to see also one of Prince Harry's nappies. Yes, that's right. But anyway, next week we'll have an absolutely packed studio because we'll have a mass band of Prince Andrew's used contraceptives. Goodbye.
Our little piglet, Betty's litter chatter matter.
about to go to racing now, will she?
I've been over it, so Rumble's burning gas for them.
Ingram and Barnjew, more still than Pope Lucan.
Reuben said that he quite understands that you can rely on us, sir.
Oh, ladies, then. But will you tell the woman that I'm really very grateful?
That says no managing.
In Braddle? Into Tattledom Braddle?
Why do you do that?
Sign of friendship around these parts.
Is it really? Reuben!
In Springy Burn! Springy Burn! You're mad at me, Gernet!
Squeakly Reuben, squeakly Burn!
He didn't seem to like that awfully.
Hey, all right, sir, he's not used to this friend. Would you like to give us our orders?
Ah, yes, orders. Orders. Well, I've got one of these written down here. Callers, yes, I'd like you to mail the corn and share the piglets.
What's that, sir?
No, well, that sort of thing, anyway. I mean, what should one be doing on the farm in this month? I mean, Bart, that's an R if I don't know if that's any sort of a guy. What should you be spreading that stuff? What do they call it?
Muck. No, sir. We spread potassium triphosphate and other acne. I'm going to spread the good of paddle in the world, sir.
What on earth was that?
It's an old country saying, sir. When the soil's manganese-beryllium ratio is spread the potassium triphosphate and other acne. I tell the murder, sir. Run the lights. Down the murder.
Turn the lights, doctor. We're going to get the turnips and stack the chickens and plant the sheep.
Oh, are you really well? Splendid. Well, you know where to find me if you need me, don't you?
Oh, get word with your grieve, old Tarbert.
Tarbert?
Tis a term of affection, sir.
Yes, I've only been here one day and already you're calling me a grieve, old Tarbert. I must say, I'm really very flattered.
Now, well, we'd best be going now, sir. If you want us, we'll be down bucking out the pigsty. But if you're coming down there, you'd best wear your Wellington boots.
Wellington boots?
Yes, it's up to your ankles in Tarbert.
Looking at you sitting up there in your speaker's chair, Mark, we hear you, but now that you are going away, some people may say you're a nerd too. But all you needed was a union post, and heaven knows you tried them more than money. Doctor, the two, only you.
Oh, Gary, you know you are so cool. The fresh air full of you, how you make them drool. You're hurting, and you make them grab at your muscles until they see it flat. I'll buy you a t-shirt. It's not to get a tan, but we see your biceps. Yes, you're a real man. Yes, we know you're handy with those dumbbells. Press up on handstands. But next year, please remember, you're there to put some bags.
When you're down and troubled, and you need a helping hand, and nothing, oh, nothing's going right, walk down to his office, and you will see him there. It's Tony Bell, always a friendly sight. He's a clean cut, wholesome lad. And you don't know the meaning of that. He's really sickening. Well, he drinks hot milk before bed. And he sleeps cuddled up with his tail.
Two ladies. Two ladies. And I'm the only man here. Oh, Laura. Oh, Angie. Two for one. I'm Quentin.
Are you the services? Anything he asks, I'm communication, but do the oral task. One thing in common, let's see, she and me. Let's see, let's see, let's see.
Two ladies. Two ladies. And I'm the only man there. I'm on there.
What's that?
It's Haywood Burks!
Just before the next guest, I'd like to say one item. We have, in fact, got two special guests later on, one of whom is the new amazing labour-saving device. Yes, Neil Kinnock. There are one or two items of importance. First of all, I should introduce you the players, and you can clap as they come on. First of all, we have the amazing John Bone. Hey, John. John, on stage, please, on stage. Followed closely by the remarkable, redoubtable Paul P. And of course, the lovely, the ever effervescent Jackie. Yes, give it the clap for the DJ. And your own, your very own, Ian This is followed by Warwick. Yes, Warwick, he's here to move. Wow, hey, my man. And of course, the lovely, the accented Karen. So that leaves just two, and one of them is Remarkable Joe. Yeah. What can she sing? Can she sing? And I've left one person, of course, still last, who is the chap who writes much of this material. Anyway, it's Dave, of course, the remarkable Dave. Now, there is the final item, which I shall now attempt to introduce in some sort of truncated manner, so not to go on for too long, because if I do, then of course you'll get bored and perhaps drift away. So I will, in fact, cut it short now. It's Wally's birthday today. And you know, people are going to see them. We're going to sing, of course, your birthday song, Happy Birthday, and we'll be very delighted if you and the audience will join in as well. Are you ready?
Yeah!
After three then. One, two, three.
Time, will we, David? Oh, hello, Steve's tape recorder.